This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk with the three little pigs, Todd, Fred, and Chris.
Boink.
And we are going to talk about the Trump-Cohen tapes. We're going to talk. We're going to have a case or no case, which is the most exciting thing that we do on this program. And Fred Penny has 0 points. Hour one and hour two, I am totally missing. I'm airballing. I'm not just missing. I'm airballing the shot.
What is our point total, Cal? Will you let us know before we start that?
Yes, I will.
Excellent.
Just not now. Don't tell me now because I don't want to be depressed. I'm enjoying myself right now. If you want to call us, call 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We actually have an Instagram, too, at Radio Law Talk. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com and relax and turn on some nice music and read our disclaimers. That's really an interesting read. It's, about a page worth or 2 pages? What is it? Really interesting stuff. Have you ever read it, Todd?
I have read it on several occasions.
It is really exciting. So
disclaimers by Radio Law Talk.
Or the best thing that you could do, seriously, if you're having sleep problems, forget the pills. Do Radio Law Talk, go have our disclaimers, have it read in a recording, read it to yourself, and then replay it. And it's an easy sleep aid. It's an easy sleep
aid.
Yes,
it
is. We're talking about general topics of law. We're going to have fun today. But most important, I'm going to try to get a few points on case or no case. I'm thinking Cal gave us a real one and then a fake one. Cal, don't give us 2 fakes in a row, but I don't know what's going to happen. This has become a cycle. Analysis of Cal rather than case or no case, trying to figure out if he's tricking us or it's a real case.
So you're just a little out of sync right now.
I'm way out of sync.
I'm going to predict that Cal's next case will be either real or fake. I'm going out on a limb.
Go out on a limb.
Yeah. Heads I win, tails.
Guess what?
Nose.
Todd has scored both hours points, so he's not only leading. He's leading us in the first place.
Let me tell you something. That's not a phrase I hear very often.
Yes. Doesn't he have kitties?
That's like
because you
pill.
Have cats.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
Yeah. Both hours.
Yeah. Let's roll it.
Oh my.
Roll it.
Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that you know. The simple fact here is that Mr. Fred Penny had 51 points coming into the game today. 51 points. And as of now, after 2 Radio Law Talks, including a double point Radio Law Talk.
You mean case or no case?
What did I say?
Radio Law Talk.
Case or no case. Mr. Penny has 51 points.
Oh, yes, okay. I'm raking it in.
Now we go to Denise Dirks, who is not even here and still leads Fred. She led Fred by 1 point coming in, and she still leads Fred by 1 point. Todd Kunin, on the other hand, has gotten on a bit of a proverbial Radio Law Talk case or no case roll. He came in with 53 points, just 2 points ahead of you, Fred.
Remind me again. How many points?
Just 2 points ahead. He had 53, and right now he has 58 points.
Can we go back and talk about love pills instead of this?
Chris Rodriguez, by the way, came in with 28 and now has 29.
All right.
That's right.
Let's roll it. Let's do Radio Law. Let's do our Radio Law Talk.
Want to do a case?
Or no case? And guess what?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Cal, let's not forget that if they want to tweet in their answer, they'll go ahead and tweet it at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk, and we can... or you can call us at 855 Law Radio, and we can see whether or not our listeners are as smart as Chris Rodriguez and I.
Now I'm going to take you, if I may, to the fun and wonderful world of radio, where a woman called into the radio station, you know, one of those call-in contests they used to do all the time. Now they want you to tweet in. Why, I don't know that. But anyway, she calls in and she answers a trivia contest question correctly. The DJ said, if you call in, you will win a Renault Clio. That's right, a new car. So she calls in. She wins the prize. She goes to the radio station to collect the prize, and they do, in fact, give her a Renault Clio 20th scale model that she could take home in her backpack if she chose. And so this woman then had a decision to make to try to get a lawyer and sue the radio station for either a Renault Clio, a new one, or its equivalent cash value. And so, Mr. Penny, we get to start with you and ask the proverbial question, since you're a radio mogul and are on the radio all the time.
Seems like I am.
Case or no case?
I feel really good about this one. I am really excited. Let me tell you why I feel good. It's about figuring out what Cal's doing, not the case or no case. And I just don't think that he could bring up the word Renault Clio. And I can't look up my, I don't know if that's a car. I just don't see him doing that. So well, I'm saying it's a case.
Now remember, Clio is a radio award, just in case you would have been.
I don't know, but I just don't think Renault Clio. Oh, don't make me get all screwed up in my head. You're messing with me, Ricky Bobby. Don't mess with me, man. So I'm going to say that it is a case, and I think the lady wins, and they have to pay her an amount of money equal to a real Renault, or the equivalent value of it, because and you don't bring up all the facts, but the fact that they said that was vague and ambiguous. And I think her expectation was that she was going to win a real Renault. So I say case, and she gets the money or equivalent of the money, or gets a new Renault.
Or by the time it made it through the courts, a used Renault Clio.
That's
because
exactly
who
right.
knows how long that model lasted.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Todd Kuhnem, what do you think?
I think that this is a case.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right.
Okay.
And I'm saying that not based upon anything that you have said, but because I seem to recall this case, although I didn't recall it being a Renault Clio. I seem to recall it being a different model car, but everything else stayed the same. And so I'm going to say that it's a case. And I guess I'm going to technically agree with Fred that there is a recovery, but I think it's a de minimis recovery. I think that the amount recovered is minuscule. I don't think she gets a new car. I don't think she gets the cash equivalent of a new car. I think she ends up with something that is very de minimis.
But she wins.
Which
is what she got out of the whole contest in the first place. She
yes.
got a de minimis Renault Clio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chris Rodriguez, your thoughts on this would be what?
My thoughts on this have absolutely nothing to do with the law, which, you know, shouldn't be surprising given what we've talked about today.
Were there any love pills in the trunk of the Clio?
No, but in the cigarette ashtray there were a couple.
This all sounds very real. It sounds plausible. However, trying to analyze Cal and his tactics, he has not, as far as I can recall in my limited experience on this show, because clearly I'm not present often enough, I don't think he's ever done two fakes back-to-back.
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, I think that you just did, Cal. So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say this is not a case at all, and
Ooh.
I hope to score 2 points.
Good maneuver, Chris.
Yeah, go big or go home.
Exactly.
That is a great maneuver, Chris.
Exactly.
I think Chris Rodriguez is trying to figure out the analysis of Cal Hunter, even though you say you're not. But that is great strategery.
Yes, and Cal gave me a look, and I was trying to interpret that look. He stared. He held his stare just a little longer when we were talking about face. So.
That was a love pill stare.
Yeah, I don't know.
All I got to say is, just for those of you who don't know, Cal sits behind a glass and is in the studio. We're in the studio, and he's back in the control room, and we can see him. So the analysis is not only the case, but Cal's face.
Given the effects on vision, I'm surprised you two can even see each other from that distance.
Can we change the name of this game to Case or Cal's Face?
Nice.
All right, we're going to be back with the results of Case or No Case after this to see if, please, can Fred Penny get a
least 1 point. We'll be right back after this.
That is a tough question, but the answer to the third hour case or no case is coming right up after a short break on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. And we thank you for turning us on. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com. At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this paddock shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We are back with Case or No Case, and I'm trying to get all the star alignment gods to line up so that I can score a few points on Radio Law Talk. Case or No Case, 0 for me the first hour, 0 for me the second hour. And now, Cal, you're talking about this great case about someone who was called into a radio station. They had a great, you know, game that you could win a Renault Clio, and sure enough, she came. The lady that won walks in, and they hand her a little tiny scaled Clio, one of those little tiny cars that she can put in her backpack.
Yeah, like a Revell or a...
Yeah, she sues. Mm-hmm. She wants now either the equivalent of a full-blown Renault or they have to give her one. And I said that I think it's a case, and she wins. Todd said it's a case, and she wins. Chris said, you're faking us out, and it's no case.
Right, and I just want to clarify... I may or may not have done a little bit I'm kicking myself right now. Let me just tell you that.
So you actually looked up the Renault Clio?
I may have.
And saw that it was a real car?
I may have. Yeah. It is a real car, yes.
Did you look up the case?
All I would say is, if I could change my answer now just to clarify, I would say that it's not a case in the United States, which is the legal jurisdiction that we are all familiar with.
Oh, he's
here.
Trying to get a loophole.
So if you could turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
If you could find a way.
Yes.
If I could turn back
time. Are you looking at the love pills, too, in the Renault?
I would tell Cal it's a case, yes. But it's not a United States case.
It is not a United States case. It is, I believe, in France. And those of you who said it was a case, may
yes.
I see by a show of hands.
Gets the point. Fred gets points.
Yes.
And so does Todd. And you know what? Fred's not kidding about taking this seriously and appealing to the gods here. He just, like, sacrificed a pristine, brand-new Snickers bar on an altar and then lit it on fire.
Yes.
So,
and put two Doritos on top of it. Now, he wants to do this. Okay, so congratulations.
It's getting close to lunch. I'm kind of hungry.
So our point total now is properly...
No, wait. Did we win? Okay, so we won the case.
The woman. Oh, yeah, I didn't
give
you the outcome.
Did the outcome.
So the woman did, in fact, file the case. So it is a real case, and she went and tried to get a new Renault Clio from the radio station, and the judge said, "You
was Pepe Le Pew."
Pepe Le Pew was the judge. Little black robe with a stripe down his back. Yeah, and she won $28,000.
Yes.
So she won the full amount of the value of the Renault Clio.
Yes.
At that time.
Todd, high five me.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
That means I'm the first contestant to break the 60-point barrier.
That's correct.
And what you got seven today?
Six points today.
6-2, and I got one.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter about you. You're so far behind. It's like you, like, on a race around the track. You're like two laps down.
I'm like a 16 seed. I could take a chance.
I got 7 today. That's how I got to 60.
We got 4.
I got 4, and then I got 1 for the first round.
And 1 for the second round. Two for the second round.
Yeah,
you're right. You got 7. My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Wow, case or no case. There we go. So Fred Penny gets 2 points and is now gaining on Denise. I think I'm 1 point ahead of Denise now. Is that true?
Well, Denise has 52, and you have 53.
Yes!
That's right. Yes.
Denise, thank you for being gone.
I'm coming for you, Denise.
Don't forget, those of you who are first listening to Radio Law Talk, the first one to 100 wins the famous lemon bars from Donna. That is, she makes the greatest lemon bars. That's Cal's wife, lovely Donna.
If our house is still standing.
That's true. We have to say, there's a fire up in Redding, California, near Cal's house. And that's why he's waiting by his phone to see whether or not his house is going to be there. And if it's not there, Cal, you could sleep in right here in the radio room.
And I know some good lawyers when it comes to insurance policy. So
did you leave your lovely wife and say, honey,
no, she's here.
Okay, so you brought her with you.
We're actually going to try to get out of town a little bit and let things calm down because it is such a madhouse.
The smoke up there, too.
Yes.
The smoke.
Yeah. My black car, I got out seriously, and it looked like it had been in a small snowstorm. It was bad. And then the sky's glowing all over orange at night. Texts from my friends, people that I'm in, you know, theater or church or whatever, going, oh, I lost my house. Oh, it barely skipped over my house. I mean, the stress level up there right now is just insane.
So you're down here hanging out.
Yeah.
Cal, you can come to our house. You go there. You're invited to our house anytime right now. I know Todd's got a few cats he can kick out of one room, and there's probably something you can do.
We had to leave. We couldn't find our two cats. And that's something I don't like that. But I'm sure, I mean, they know where the food is. They come back. But
yeah, they're probably running around the town. And luckily, just so you know, we're not getting the detail where Cal lives, but it is more in town. It's not like you're sitting out on 5 acres out in the middle of the woods.
Right. And so a lot of people on the edges of town have really gotten hammered already. And now the fire's right. started to kind of circle in. And I'm sure they'll have it stopped. It is such a crazy fire and exacerbated by the fact that the normal atmospheric temperature there, just the ambient air, is 108 to 110.
Wow.
So then you get that in coupling with 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, and then the winds that the fire creates, and they just can't, they can't track its behavior. They don't know what it's going to do. It's jumped over the Sacramento River, and that is no stream, folks.
That's a big, wide river.
Wide river, and it jumped over that and went into town. It's really... Now they're hoping Interstate 5 will be a barrier where they can stop.
So where, what percent, you know, at this point, what percent? You, I know you're working right now, so but what percent of it has been contained? Do they
even
know? 6%. Wow.
But this fire, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cal, but it was like 40% contained. And then overnight it went to like 2%.
It was 10% contained with 20,000 acres. The next morning it was 40,000 acres, doubled in size, and it was 4% contained. Now the latest thing I just got was 3% contained. So it's growing and growing and growing. And they brought in that big jumbo, the big 747, you know.
Right.
They finally brought that in yesterday. But the guy's going, I can't see. I don't, you know, I mean, there's so much smoke and wind and everything.
Right.
Wow. It really, it's worse than you could possibly even imagine in your head. The worst fire I could ever imagine, it's worse than that.
Those people who don't live in California, they don't realize, oh, California is the beach and beautiful and green. California is a dry state.
Yep.
I mean, generally, you know, we've got a lot of water up here north, but it is a dry state, and I'm telling you, this thing can burn. This place burns, and it did in Napa near the all the wineries last year or the year before, and those wineries ruined the grapes, not because they got burnt, but the smoke on them and the ash. And so we're going to be back and talk more. We're going to actually get into the Trump-Cohen tapes, but hopefully Cal's house is there. And
yeah, right.
Those of you who are thinking, those thank you, the firefighters up there in Redding, California. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station, and we truly appreciate it. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A never-ending battle for California firefighters. The Carr Fire has killed two firefighters and destroyed at least 500 structures in Shasta County. And Marin County Fire Battalion Chief Brett Mateek says they're less than halfway through this year's fire season.
From the Sonoma fires to Santa Barbara to the mudslides in Santa Barbara and coming right back into the fire season this year, we really haven't had the opportunity to get a break from fire season.
In all, an estimated 37,000 people have been evacuated. Allegations of sexual abuse have forced Pope Francis to accept the resignation of Theodore McCarrick from the College of Cardinals. The former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., McCarrick had been outspoken on global issues.
Seen as someone who really forcefully argued for the Catholic position, things like the Iraq War or in favor of aid for migrants and refugees.
That's National Catholic reporter Joshua McElwee who broke the story. McCarrick, now 88, has denied the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Warned.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So a tape that was secretly recorded before 2016 election of President Trump from his former longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is now popping up and being discovered and being revealed as Donald Trump saying a few things that may or may not be good for him or his side of the arguments concerning what was done or not done prior to the 2016 elections.
Election with an L. Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah, I said the L word.
Okay.
But the real question, is the real question not, by the way, Chris, and I know you're getting excited thinking, let's see, love pills, election.
Yes, I'm trying to find a good crossover point.
Yeah, but isn't the real question whether this was in violation of campaign law? Because otherwise, so what? Ultimately, so what?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why. So I'm going to answer that question. So this is my issue, and you know I brought this up many a time. It's not the, you can bring in the campaign laws, what's discoverable, what's not. What the heck is going on with an attorney recording his client? I don't care what the situation is. Now, and we don't know the full details. Did he say, okay, sign here, I'm going to record you? But my understanding is it was done without Trump knowing or without his permission, according to what I understand.
And then handing it out to the feds, even with a warrant. These are two things that go completely over the hill for me.
Yeah, I just don't know that what was their lawyers thinking. Now, I know you brought up the fact about New York.
That's right.
Go ahead and bring that issue up.
So, and this is something that people need to understand. Every state has, it's not uniform in all 50 states what the law is for making a surreptitious recording. In California, for example, we are what's called a two-party state, where if I'm having a conversation with Fred and somebody is recording it, both of us have to consent to that recording. Otherwise, you're in violation of the law. New York is a one-party state, so only Cohen would have had to have consented. He could surreptitiously record the conversation with Trump and not be in violation of state law in New York for that. And to get to the question about why he would record this, the only thing that I can think is, look,
bribery.
You're getting to just before the election in 2016, and I think that any attorney at that point might have some concerns at that point, given the political nature and how the proverbial onion might be peeled on this, that, you know, I'm getting into a situation here where I may need to protect myself. Now, that, I think, does raise perhaps a conflict of interest where the attorney is thinking more about their own, preserving their own self versus your duty to your client.
So he's getting paid to talk to the guy, and he's going to record the conversation to protect himself against the guy he's getting paid to talk to.
That's right. That's right. But wow. But I think that would an attorney normally record a conversation? No. Putting aside the ethics, I think that the motivation behind it was probably this is not a normal consultation with a client here, given who this is and what's going on, and I'm the one that could be held out to dry here. Oh, by the way, maybe as an attorney, I do recognize that this could raise campaign finance laws issues. I better make sure that I'm never in a situation where it's my word against his.
But there's a couple things here. The attorney-client privilege is a really key piece of this, because you talked about the two-party state versus one-party state. If these had just been two private citizens in New York and Cohen recorded the conversation, that's not illegal. But there's two things. There's the attorney-client privilege, and then there's also the duty of loyalty that you have to your client.
Yes.
So with the privilege, Donald Trump, as the client, is the holder of that privilege. And these tapes would not have seen the light of day but for the fact that Donald Trump has waived the privilege. And so he has allowed this information to be publicly disseminated, from what I understand. There are exceptions to the attorney-client privilege, for example, the crime fraud exception. If these tapes had shown that Trump and his lawyer were contemplating committing some sort of a crime, then the privilege would go away, and they might still become discoverable or public for some other reason. So that's the privilege
part of
it.
And that's true, and that's great analysis, but I still go back, step back to the day he records it. And by the way, 12 separate recordings. It's not like he did this one time. There's 12. I go back to that day. If he's recording his client, he doggone better well be getting his client's authorization.
I agree with that, and that goes to the duty of loyalty that you have for your client. When you are representing your client, you have to put that person's interests above anybody else, including your own. And so I believe that consent was likely required for this lawyer to record Trump. Now, there may have been something in the engagement letter. Who knows? And for clients out there, you should read what you sign as an engagement letter before you sign it, because you may be giving permissions for these kinds of things without actually knowing it.
Well, you know, and the other thing is the fact that an attorney under these circumstances was recording the communications with Donald Trump, I think that is not a red flag, a huge tip-off to any federal investigator, whether it's the Mueller probe or somebody else, looking at this saying, hold on a second here. It's not really common for an attorney to record the client. So if we know these recordings are out there, what sort of a circumstance, under what circumstances, would an attorney take the extraordinary make the extraordinary choice to record surreptitiously their client? And they have to be thinking, probably because the attorney questioned the legality of what it is the client was asking them to do. And based upon that, the fact that the recordings exist is what is tantalizing to investigators and prosecutors. They want to hear, because this is so out of the ordinary. Look, if you were recording it, you must have thought something was going on that was wrong and illegal. Therefore, we want those to find out what it was. The existence of the recording is being used to create the probable cause in and of itself. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting situation.
But even at that, because it is attorney-client privilege, what makes them think that they have the right to go into an attorney's office and say, we think, we want to go fishing in your recordings because we think you might have recorded them because you think there might have been something untoward going on in a conversation you haven't had yet. So therefore, we think we have the right to that, don't you think?
So I truly think if this goes to the, I think it should go to the United States Supreme Court, in my opinion. And again, we are just speculating here, and I'm not saying this is the law. I think a Supreme Court's going to overturn it and not allow this stuff to come in. And what I'm shocked about is, for some reason, a judge is not taking this in camera and reviewing it to determine whether or not, he may have, now if he waited, that's a different story, but to determine whether or not this should even be allowed. And that, by the way, those of you who don't understand what in camera is, the judge will take it all, look at it basically in his chambers without anybody knowing, and make a decision whether or not it should not be released.
Now let's remember also that these recordings were not seized because a federal investigator said, went out and got a warrant and said, we need these tapes because we think that Cohen did something illegal with Trump. That is not how they were seized. The story here is that Mueller came up, and in the course of their investigation,
tell them who Mueller is.
Mueller
by the way,
is the special counsel in who has been assigned to investigate whether or not there was collusion between Trump and Russia. And Mueller, in the course of the investigation, claims that they found something that dealt with an illegality on the part of Cohen and referred that to the local attorney general in that jurisdiction to say, look, this isn't part and parcel to us, but you may be interested in that. They then swore out a warrant to go and seize documents relating to Cohen and possible illegal activity he was engaged in. As part of that, these tapes were scooped up. Now, they're supposed to, in a situation like this, put the blinders on. This is the way that it's supposed to work, and we can thank the Barry Bonds case for this, which we can talk about at some other point in time. Put the blinders on and say, when you're rummaging around for stuff, even if you find evidence of illegality somewhere else, you're not to go beyond the purview of your warrant here, what you're looking at, but apparently they have.
But now, this is a question. I have no idea what the answer is, but you will as a criminal a law attorney. If you go in as a law enforcement agency to serve a warrant and you're collecting information and you know that some of the information that is responsive to your warrant is attorney-client privilege, do you have an obligation to refrain from gathering it or refrain from listening to it, or how does that work?
It should be protected. You can't use it, and this is where what Fred is talking about, I believe, is absolutely what the case should be. Once they realize they had attorney-client privilege materials, it should have been given to a judge for an in-camera hearing.
That's exactly right. And that's what happens a lot of the times. In cases, the judges take it in camera, especially when we deal with cases where there's mental issues and they've had psychiatric records from prior issues. The judge will take it in, review it, and say, and they'll what's called redaction. They'll take some,
right.
They'll make some stuff that doesn't allow it to come in and go from there.
But once it's on CNN, there's no reason for an in-camera review.
That's
cat's
exactly
out of the bag.
Right. We're going to be right back with more Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Penny, your host.
Don't forget, there's a lot of good stuff at the website, RadioLawTalk.com, including past episodes of this program. It's all right there, RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 9 9-
Who has
has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world, MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does it go to the Supreme Court? And if it goes to the Supreme Court, I think they're going to have to assess whether or not attorney-client privilege applies here, and I should have never...
Yeah, I mean, Trump apparently has waived it. And yeah. The other thing to think about is every lawyer is very cognizant of the attorney-client privilege, and this is, by I'm sure all accounts, a really good lawyer. So right. It's not like, you know, this is something that any lawyer, let alone this lawyer, would take lightly to disclose information about a client.
But how can a client trust a lawyer if this kind of stuff happens? That's the real
right.
question. How can you trust that privileged conversation if this is the kind of stuff that happens to him? Well, what's the next exception going to be? Who's it going to apply to next time?
Right.
Me, when I'm just talking about some mundane case? What's it going to be?
But again, remember, Trump waived the privilege.
But here's what I think Cal's arguing is, so what? The point is, he should have never done it in the first place.
Right. I agree with that. Let's move on.
Ohio State University ignored a doctor's sexual abuse, they're claiming. There's these two class action lawsuits that are filed. They're claiming in these class action lawsuits, 2,500 male student athletes suffer the sexual abuse or harassment from Dr. Richard Strauss, and who's been accused of sexually abusing student athletes. And we've talked about that. Chris, you and I were talking about, let's kind of go off on a side anecdotal note. Things have changed, and it's not that this isn't happened all along. You're an athlete in high school. I was an athlete. Todd played with kiddies most of the time. I'm just teasing.
Can we just clarify that is K-I-T-T-I-E-S?
Okay, there we go. Kiddies. And so, you know, back in the day, you know, it was a little looser. Yeah. You're talking about one instance that you were kind of curious
about. But just think about this. So we've got Dr. Nasser at Michigan State. That's all very well documented, what he did to the women's gymnasts and all others. And then you have this person, you know, not very far away in the same conference at Ohio State. I think that this has been more prevalent than anybody would really like to admit. And I was telling you at the break, when I was in college, and in fact, I just had a college reunion with a bunch of my buddies this summer, and we recounted this story. I don't even remember the individual's name, and I wouldn't use it anyway, but he was a loose member of our larger friend group that had gone in for his athletic physical. And at, you know, the end of it, he reported to everybody, hey, did your doctor do this or did your doctor do that? And clearly inappropriate things happened during his physical. And nobody reported it. Nobody did anything other than kind of joke about it for the next 25 years.
Including the individual kind of joked about
it. And the individual as well. And so things, you know, I think that this kind of thing is more prevalent than probably anybody would want to admit. But it's good that times are changing and the light is being shed here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Is in high school in the 70s. I was in high school in the 70s and graduated in 1981. Actually started in 1970. And graduated in 1981. No, I'm sorry, that was...
You kept getting older, but the girls stayed the same age.
That was Cal.
Best 8 years of his life.
Yes, best repeat of my life. But I remember, and I was a basketball player, we would talk. I'm not going to use his name. He's passed away. He's a wonderful doctor. And I grew up in a small town. And we would go down on the football field, and we would have our physicals. And part of the physical as a male...
Open-air physical.
You dropped your pants, okay? And literally... The doc would sit in his little chair, and we would be facing the stadium. And we would drop our pants, and there was people up there watching. I'm dead serious. It was like, no. I said, yes, there's girls up there watching as we dropped our pants. And so, and you know what? You just kind of, I still remember the first time I'm rolling in as a freshman. What do I got to do? Drop them. And then you're like, there's people up there watching. Drop them. All right. And sure enough, after I talked to you, it's like, yeah, that's just what happens, you know. And to me, it was just kind of a funny thing. And it was so funny by the time you're a junior and a senior, and it's the same freshmen give that look like, what am I doing? Yeah, we're right here on the football field. Just drop your pants. And then you'd run a lap, and then they'd check your pulse. So on that same...
Can you imagine that being done today, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the humiliating part was the judges' scorecards, you know.
Right.
Yes, and giving you 4.2 and then a degree of difficulty.
What's going on at the high school today? Why is the parking lot so full? It's physical day.
And why is everybody out of class? So, and then the second thing happens, and I know, Chris, you and I talked about, you played in this gym. It's a very famous gym in California. And I'm playing basketball, and I'm young, and I'm in the shower, and I'm not going to get in details, and I'm sitting with one of the other players of the other team, and I hear this, woohoo! And I'm like looking at him like, what do you say? I looked at him, I still remember, he goes, woohoo! And I looked up, and there's a window, and it was like broken out, or there was no window, it was open or something, and there's these girls looking down on you. And I turned to this guy, and I looked up, and he goes, don't mind them, they do it all the time. And he just keeps taking a shower like no big deal. And I'm just going, oh, that's interesting. But that's just kind of the way life was in the 70s, you know, for me, at least the way we grew up. And that, no big deal.
Small town.
You know, getting back to this Ohio State case, there's something interesting. Have you ever heard of that game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that haven't, it is how many degrees of separation can you find one actor having been in a movie with Kevin Bacon doing the, okay, this actor was in this movie with this person who was in this movie with this person who was in a movie with Kevin Bacon. Well, you can kind of do these degrees of separation between this case and the Trump-Russia collusion issue. And here's how you do it. One of the plaintiffs, or one of the defendants listed in this case for the Ohio State is Representative Jim Jordan out of Ohio. Now, he's a congressman.
He's a defendant in that case?
He is listed as a named in the lawsuit. He's named in the lawsuit.
He's not sued, but he's just mentioned.
He is named, and the reason he is named is because they're claiming that he, when he was an assistant wrestling coach, was aware of this information going on
and
said nothing about it.
So he isn't a defendant in the case.
I believe so.
Okay.
And here's where it's interesting here. Jim Jordan is also very big on the Senate Judiciary Committee and this investigation into information that the Department of Justice may or may not be giving to Congress about the whole collusion case. Jordan has been a huge critic of this FISA warrant that was used with the Steele dossier that was used to get the warrant to surveil Donald Trump. Okay? Now, here's the tie. The law firm that has been assigned to independently investigate the Ohio sex abuse case is Perkins Coie. The law firm that hired the company that compiled the Trump dossier is Perkins Coie. It's the same law firm for both.
That's a major, that's a huge law firm.
Yes.
With offices all over the place.
All over the place, but they are involved on both ends of this. And interestingly enough, Jim Jordan has been named, and he has been the biggest critic of the use of the Steele dossier.
6 degrees of Perkins Coie.
That's right.
So, well, that show me the money, the kids, you know, you always do the show me the money, Cal. That's what it is. It's about, you know, hey, you got to get paid. Someone's got to do this and get paid. But I'm telling you, that's interesting how, at least back to my point, is how things have always been the same. I don't think this is anything new that's not happened in the past. Back when my dad was grew up, back when you know the older brother was growing up, or when I was growing up, it's just that it's now come to the surface and they're doing something about it. And it's
show me the money.
That's it. That's where it comes down to. Because I just find that it just was just a weird thing when I grew up. No big deal. I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Don't get me wrong. And all this is allegations, by the way. Remember, these are all allegations. But to me, it's just like, all right, I guess we just drop our pants.
That's what the girls in the Del Oro stands were chanting back in the 70s on physical day. Show me the money.
Show me the money. No, I think so. Well, we're at the end of our three-hour program. Todd and I have been on the air so much, I don't think we want to see another radio program. Chris, thanks for coming in. We know you're super busy and you got a big
love
truck.
It. I loved it. Sorry. Hopefully I didn't do any damage to our listener base.
No, you do a great job, and he's got a big trial coming up. Denise Dirks is going to be back next week to keep Todd and I cruising. Cal, hope things are doing well in Reading. Thank you. And Michael, thanks for helping out. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. See you next week, 9 to noon Pacific time.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.